Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The right to abortion has been voted to form part of the Constitution in a huge step forward for the pro-choice movement. The decision was made in the Senate with 166 votes for and 152 against. The result has been hailed by the entire left as a historic victory. Now the text itself will be discussed in the Assemblée Nationale. The committee tasked with the text on pension reform has been unable to get through the entire bill due to the sheer number of amendments that had been put forward. The controversial bill, which has sparked protests across the country, is now headed to the Assemblée Nationale for discussion on Monday. The committee ends its work on the bill with nearly 5,000 amendments remaining. Elizabeth Borne will be this evening's guest on the France 2 television programme L'Evénement. The Prime Minister will be setting out to win people round on her pension reform. She may have her work cut out for her. New polls show that nearly 7 out of 10 French people now say they are against the reform. In the case of Little Sihem, the child who has been missing in the Gard since January 25th, investigators are focusing on the scenario of abduction in exchange for money. Two people remain in police custody, including a man who is already known to justice authorities for a dozen aggravated thefts. A judicial investigation is due to be opened today. Three teenagers have been taken into police custody as part of the case on fake bomb threats in high schools and colleges. At the beginning of January, 32 establishments received threats of attacks. Some of them even had to be evacuated. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected in France today on his first trip to Europe since his return to power. He will be met at the Elysee Palace by Emmanuel Macron. At the top of the agenda is the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which has escalated in recent days with Israeli strikes on Gaza and the two attacks that came in quick succession less than a week ago in Jerusalem. And finally, Beyoncé has announced two concert dates in France. The Single Ladies singer will be in Paris on May 26th and in Marseille on June 11th as part of her Renaissance World Tour. Ticket sales will open next Tuesday at 10 a.m. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.